Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Those of you here in the room with me and those of you joining us by video, good afternoon. Welcome to the November 15th, 2023 Judicial Branch Budget Committee meeting. I just want to remind everyone, some of you are appearing remotely. Many of us are here in person. The meeting is open to the public and is being recorded. Some of the meeting will be conducted virtually. Members of the public can watch the meeting via a listen-only video feed. Those budget committee members and others who may be presenting or answering questions, please remember to unmute yourself prior to speaking. To minimize background noise, please mute yourself when you're not speaking. Also, please identify yourself prior to speaking for purposes of the recording. And Ms. Cowan, will you please take roll?
Ms. Mormon.
Present.
Mr. Yamasaki.
Yes, present.
Justice Fujisaki.
Here.
Justice Hill.
Present.
Judge Armendariz.
Here.
Judge Botke.
Here.
Judge Crompton. Joined us. And Ms. Rachel Hill.
Here.
We have 7 of 8 members. We do have a quorum.
Okay, fabulous. So we have some meeting minutes from prior meetings to November 18th and October 5, the action by email between minutes, between meetings rather. The minutes are on pages 3 through 6 of your materials. There's a motion.
So moved.
Thank you. All right, Ms. Hill moved. Judge Armendariz seconded. Any further discussion, comments, questions?
Yes, there's a slight typo on one of them. On the October 5 minutes, it talks about increased transcript RAT allocations. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I think there's a missing. Okay. Thank you. It's in the title of the document or of the subject. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that as a friendly amendment. Any other comments or observations, questions?
We're hearing nothing. All
thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. So have we had Judge Conklin join us? Not quite yet. Let me ask Ms. Cowan, do we have any public comment for the meeting?
No public comment was received for this meeting.
All right. This does conclude the public comment portion of the meeting. We do have one item on our agenda today. It is the 2022-2023 final adjustment for trial court year-end fund balances. The relevant material is at pages 7 and 11, 7 through 11 of your materials that were sent. I think we have Rose. There she is up in the top left corner for us. Hi, Ms. Lane, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, I think Judge Conklin may have gotten held up. I'm just gonna turn it over to you.
Sure, no problem. Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Rose Lane. I am a senior analyst with Budget Services. This item is for the final adjustments for 22-23 year-end fund balances for the trial courts. Beginning June 30th, 2019, Government Code Section 77203 allows trial courts to carry over unexpended funds in an amount not to exceed the 3% of the court's operating budget from the prior fiscal year. This is known as the 3% cap. The operating budget is defined as actual expenditures, including accruals and encumbrances. In January of each fiscal year, after review of available trial court reserves.
And I am joining, by the way, and I appreciate that she is picking this up in my absence. Thank you.
No problem.
No problem. Welcome.
The Judicial Council is required to finalize allocations to the trial courts. Each court's final allocation is offset by the amount of the reserves in excess of the 3% cap. Trial courts submitted their final 3% computations with year-end information for 22-23. Those figures are in Attachment A on page 10 of your materials. This attachment reflects the calculation for the adjustment to the court's fund balance cap for 22-23. Specifically, column L displays the court's total final reduction of $30 million. Attachment B provides details on the final allocation adjustments for the 22-23 fund balance, 3% cap, and the trial court trust fund funds held on behalf requests that will be allocated for the current year expenditures, and that's shown in column E. The funding will be distributed in the February 2024 distribution to the trial courts. Column F reflects amounts held in reserve in the trial court trust fund for future year expenditures. The recommendation before the Judicial Branch Budget Committee is to approve the 3% fund balance cap allocation reduction of $30 million consistent with the trial court's final calculations of the amount above the 3% fund balance cap. After accounting for the applicable funds held on behalf reduction of $27.2 million, this results in a net reduction of $2.8 million. This committee's recommendation will be considered by the Judicial Council at its business meeting on January 19th, 2024. And that concludes our presentation. We're happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, so before we open it up for any questions, Judge Conklin, did you want to say anything? We know the TICBAC took a look at this, discussed it at, I believe, its most recent meeting.
Yep, it's been vetted all the way through. I'm sorry, it's a few minutes late. I'm glad Rose picked it right up. She would have said exactly what I would have said.
And if I might just add, this is Zlatko. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Judge Conklin.
No, go ahead.
In so much as just we validated all the numbers back, we went to each of the courts and double-checked that everything, that they're in concurrence with what they've submitted and what it intends to be submitted. And so there should be no issues in terms of any of the figures that are here before you. Again, the staff went through line by line with the courts to make sure that everything was good.
Okay, were there any questions from any members of the committee, either here in the room or joining us by video? If not, the recommendation from TICBAC is on page 9 of our materials. It would be to recommend the appropriate action at the January 2024 Judicial Council meeting. Is there a motion?
Yes, Yamasaki moves approval.
Second.
All right, Mr. Yamasaki has moved approval. Justice Hill is seconded. Thank you. Any further comments or discussion? Questions? All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right. The motion is unanimously approved, and we'll see that on the Judicial Council 2024 agenda. So thank you for that, Judge Conklin. Thank you, Ms. Lane. Thank you very, very much.
You bet. Thanks. Thanks again. Sorry I wasn't in the room. I appreciate you letting me come in via Zoom, though a bit late, so I can continue to monitor my trial. I look forward to seeing you all on Friday at the meeting.
Okay, thanks for joining us, and get back to trial.
Thanks.
We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so just a couple of housekeeping matters. We are going to have an education session this afternoon, but before we turn to that, you all will be receiving calendar invitations, emails about our plan for meetings in 2024. You'll see that we plan meetings to coincide usually the day before with a Judicial Council meeting. So they're basically placeholders for your calendar. You'll see, as you've already seen, we'll have other meetings in between that'll be virtual, most likely, and possibly actions by email that we talked about last time at our education session. But just be looking for those. The first meeting we are looking at having is on January 17th, 2024, if you want to write that down. It's being our first meeting of the calendar year. Angela, did you want to add anything to that?
No, just that January 17th meeting is the Wednesday before council. right in line with the council.
And I didn't bring the council calendar, but I believe that meeting will be in Sacramento.
I believe all the 2024 meetings are scheduled for San Francisco as well.
Oh, okay. So we're going to be.
At least we saw it on the website, so yeah. All right. Things may change.
All right. With that, is there any other business from anybody, any of our members? Those of you, yes, Justice Fujisaki.
So obviously everybody else got the memo, but I was a little confused about this meeting and whether it was going to be in person or online. I remember seeing something that said it would be in San Francisco, but then when I checked all the agendas, it didn't have like a physical room location. So may I just ask that in the future, our meeting notices could indicate both, the remote link as well as the physical location? Because I tend to, my memory is not great sometimes, and so I'm always double-checking. Thanks.
And you're right. I did notice the same thing when I was preparing to come here. I was looking for a room, and there was a virtual link. But, we will definitely in the future provide both pieces of information. Sorry for the confusion. Okay, anything else? All right, seeing nothing, then I think we are going to adjourn and we can stop the recording.